Those of you who say, part of the work of any wanderer is the living of the life itself, for when that which has been in a more compassionate vibration, or wiser one, has all of its forces in harmony inwardly, then the breathing in and breathing out of everyday living is in itself the central portion of the service which you came to offer, that service being to enable consciousness within this planetary sphere to be lightened. Insofar as the eyes of your heart are lightened, so is the planetary vibration lightened. How are the eyes of our hearts lightened? They are lightened as we attend to the dawning of this present moment with our full attention, and with the desire to open our hearts completely to the infinite supply of the Creator's love and light which is entering into our energy fields at all times. 175 says, love, like the sun, can radiate its lovingness from within through the open heart and touch all of life without bias. Equally, when we are truly transparent, humble, it comes forth grandly to bless its grace/bestowal upon all things great and small. There is no greater power than unconditional love, from God, through God, to God. 3. Unconditional love is not an easy attitude when we are direly faced with life's little annoyances, and I can only express my feeling that although such bruising and difficult vibrations as we might encounter can rock us momentarily off balance, we can always wend our way back to unconditional love as we cease attempting to fix the outer pyre and focus on any truth the situation may have for us. Remember the flame letter I talked about, 486, chapter 14, the main mission receiving from a friend in the middle of a divorce. When I received it, I did spend some time flapping about like a fish out of water, trying to craft a loving response, failing to be satisfied with the result, trying again and then giving up for good. That final surrender of speaking was the important point, for it opened my heart to do the work that I could very well and justly do. I examined myself concerning her gripes with me. She felt I was being a critic. Critics are hard to take sometimes. This critical faculty is a big part of my personality shell. I tend to see what is wrong with this behavior. I have often apologized, sincerely, to family and friends for coming across as critical when I have honestly intended to support by suggesting another way, a missing element, a tangle to unravel, a puzzle to solve metaphysically or hermetically. People in my life who appreciate me, appreciate that steady metaphysical eye. Years ago, when this friend began her relationship with me, we shared correspondence that spanned her entire awakening, and at that point, my teach, learning side was greatly appreciated. When she is herself, she again will be that personality whom I knew, who was able to listen to my opinions and to feel free to disagree completely. The far is, we all have strengths and weaknesses, and from time to time we will be perceived as not being helpful. No matter how wholehearted our intentions to be only of service, trust the person who says we are not helping. Become silent. Any effort we make at such a time to defend ourselves and make another person wrong and ourselves right is wasted, as well as incur metaphysically. Far more skillful is it to begin with soul searching and, that done, to move on to the acceptance and forgiveness of the self, the other self and the situation, and then to the re-entering of the present moment. It may take us a moment, a minute, a day or a week to move through those self-defensive and angry instincts we have and into a place of surrender to the open heart in the present moment. Indeed, in serious times of trouble in the past with good friends, I have experienced times of up to 5 years where trust was being re-established. It is always possible if we don't give up. Further, if we are busy defending ourselves or our belief systems, we cannot do planetary work or work on ourselves. So, coming through the defending and the instinctive anger reactions to incoming insult and injury quickly and thoroughly, and getting to the place of surrender to the heart and to unconditional love, which is the natural milieu of the open heart, is our hope in such a situation. As an aside, let me say to every reader that I do apologize for every time I sound, in this book or anywhere, to be superior or condescending. I am truly not of such an attitude. I do have settled opinions and I am deeply, 487, chapter 14, the main mission committed to the material shared in this handbook, having found it helpful in my own spiritual life. But I hope to share that with the reader in such a way that I am completely transparent. If ever I sound as though I think I know more or am better than the reader, let me say that this is certainly not true, and I know it quite well. Although I have long been a learner and counselor as well as a teacher, I am still just beginning to learn how to listen and to share well. I hope to continue learning for as long as I live. We are all equals here. I am often a bozo. We all are, on the Earth bus. This is sound information to etch on our consciousness here on Earth, for we will find ourselves in confusion regularly. To return to our previous topic, the open heart is possible only when we are not involved with some momentary attachment to disagreement or disharmony. We can hope to lift our lives, day by day, until we are in a constant state of open-heartedness. But this shall most likely continue in part to be just a hope, for our lives will continue to generate catalyst until all our catalyst has been seen, and that is usually not till just before we depart this earthly life, if we outlast it at all. Yet with this said, I can also affirm that in the course of a life consciously lived in faith, the pronounced tendency is for the life experience to become significantly more peaceful and serene within the heart of the self, no matter what is going on out there. And even in the most difficult circumstances, working with our will to seek higher, we can find those moments of the open heart that lie within us even in the deepest trouble. As we do this work, we are not only working on ourselves, we are doing planetary work. The heart that dwells in this opened love, or the heart that is open to this love and willing to allow it to run through that heart and into the world of manifestation, has done healing work for the planetary energy, the local energy and the energy of self. For never be ashamed of those times when we have not assessed ourselves as meeting the moment with an open heart. Seek, rather, to return to the open heart as soon as possible, with no judgment or recrimination. Those of hat on say, keep in touch with the true self. Do not be discouraged when you cannot find it. It is only misplaced, it has not been lost. Just simply continue persistently and faithfully, although every instinct tells you that you are making no progress. Those instincts are incur, because each honestly made attempt to be of service lightens the planetary consciousness and polarizes you more and more. 5.488, Chapter 14, The Main Mission. Don tended to ask about the adept rather than the wanderer or seeker, as he, himself, was a lifelong student of Western ceremonial magic, and because we were, during the canter with those of Ra, daily offering a magical ritual of protion of our place of working. In discussing visualization, Don asked, questioner, can you tell me what the adept, after being able to hold the image for several minutes, does to a for planetary consciousness or of positive polarity? Ra, I am Ra. When the positive adept touches intelligent infinity from within, this is the most powerful of Kaions, for it is the Kaion of the whole mind/body/spirit complex microcosm with the macrocosm. This Kaion enables their, shall we say, green ray true color in time, space to manifest in your space, time, in green ray thoughts or beings. In your illusion this is normally not so. The adepts then become living channels for love and light and are able to channel this radiance style into the planetary web of energy nexi. The ritual will always end by the grounding of this energy in praise and thanksgiving and the release of this energy into the planetary whole. 6. Here again we see the statement that thoughts are things, entities, within the world of spirit. What we are doing with the dying of our thoughts is important. When we come fully into the open heart, having cleared the lower chakras and entered the present moment, we really do not have to do anything to be doing the work. We only have to be. Mary notes, how can one explain to friends and family, and even acquaintances when asked what do you do? A response of, I radiate love and light, just seems downright insane in a world geared towards so-called progress. 7. As I told Mary, often this main mission for wanderers does not make sense to people who have not awakened to their metaphysical identity. Therefore, It is well not to share this feeling of the mission of being with those who have not shown some sign of being sympathetic to a spiritually oriented point of view, and if there is a scornful response when we do share this thought, shed that like water off a duck's back and move right on with our work. Jody Boyne has a marvelously self-confident view of his service, and puts the radiation of love and light in its proper position in his service, even though he has been an excellent outer counselor and teacher for a generation of seekers. 489, Chapter 14, The Main Mission. My path has led from trying to counsel and teach to just being here. The limitations, pitfalls and errors of a fourth density slash fifth density type service effort lead me to feel I can best serve others and progress by a self-contained approach of simple life and radiating love and light. Paradoxically, the poignant near hopelessness of attempting to teach, even by simply being in this environment, both calls on the utmost spiritual effort, as well as self-containment and self-sufficiency. 831 has less confidence in having gotten it right. But she expresses that beautiful assurance that she is listening to a source which will get a message to her if she is to serve differently. Service, another area I think about a lot and feel like I'm not quite there yet. For a long time I have held myself open to the possibility of being in greater service than I am now. I am aware of certain areas of service that I provide already, such as my work with disabled folks, painting, my presence on the planet, transmitting information as needed, channeling frequency, raising planetary frequency, etc., etc. Anyway, I realize that if there is more for me to do, then it will come to me, just like anything else. 9. She is mixing thoughts of outer service with determination to be present on the planet and raise the planetary frequency, and in her mind, all the services are blending together, which can cause some confusion at times. Yet her faith that she is in the loop with deity and spirit transcends all confusion, and I know of no one who is more responsive to the voice of spirit than this particular wanderer. Mike Korenko echoes some of the above thoughts in this passage, talking about a session with his personal guide, Myra, and strikes me as a good general spokesman for the average wanderer when he says, during a session with Myra, which was an in-depth look at the self, viewing the self within others, she clarified for me the idea of a wanderer being here to just go through life as a human in order to aid the planet. Now I know you have told this to me before, but it never really made sense as to how that would operate. Myra cleared that up for me by relating to things that I could understand. Maybe that is all I am here to do. But why then the drive? The feeling that I am not doing something I should be. Is that just within me, generated by my own distortions, my own thinking and my own lack of understanding? ? 10. The feeling that we are not doing what we came to do, what we should do, is in my opinion based on our enculturation and the absorption into, 490, Chapter 14, The Main Mission. Our being of the work ethic of the Occidental and, increasingly, the Oriental world as well. It is a habit of judgment so deep that we find it very difficult to discard. I still routinely tend to talk with my husband at the end of the day about what I have accomplished, and he shares back with me his deeds in the world. We are so profoundly used to measuring value by accomplishment that we do this to ourselves constantly and without reflective thought. In terms of the main mission, we need to educate our thinking completely. Those of you who say, it is our opinion that the mission and the purpose for which each of you took incarnation was simply to live, to offer your vibrations to the planetary consciousness. It may seem that this offering of self to lighten the planetary web of consciousness is a small thing, perhaps a useless thing, for seekers generally do not feel that they are operating at a high vibration. Yet with all the confusion and all the distortion surrounding Rhea Irons to the confusion notwithstanding, living moment by moment with the heart open to love is enough purpose and mission to cram a lifetime so full that it radiates life. 11. Offering the self becomes a powerful thing when we realize just how powerful we are in a certain kind of way, in our essential being. If we see ourselves as ET wanderers, we have a special role to fulfill. Those of you who say, those who are joined with us on this particular day all have native homes in densities that are sweeter and more open and closer to the original vibration of unconditional love. beneath the masks and roles that are appropriate for each to play in your dance on the sea of confusion, you are who you are, and it is that essence that is your gift and your main service. As you breathe in and as you breathe out, you breathe the world, you breathe illusion, and you are love. As you have breath, so shall you be mortal, and this mortality clothes one in a flesh that creates a lack of memory, a lack of contour with those things that pertain to your infinite self. This does not disturb your essence. You can lessen the ease with which your native vibrations can ripple out. You can be blessed, expressive of essence. You can be more true to that underlying and encircling essence, but you shall, without fail, perform your service and complete your mission, because your basic mission is to live a life amongst those people with whom you find yourself, having a heart that is consciously as open as is possible on a stable basis. 12. I hope it strengthens us to know that we cannot fail in this mission. It is not a ministry of words any more than it is of outer doings. Those of you who say, 491, Chapter 14, the main mission wanderers may best bear witness by being most fully themselves, for it is the basic vibratory complex carried in the violet ray by each wanderer that is witnessed by its very essence. Therefore, the wanderer's job in everyday affairs is to keep the channel of selfhood and essence clean, clear and pellucid. This is in many ways a passive spiritual vocation. 13. Turning to love is turning to the heart of self, for the self, at its foundation, is the creature of love, the greatest single price for bringing seekers into more and more dire awareness of their role here within the planetary rise in vibration is simply to be the deepest and most profound and true self of which one is capable. In this being there is a releasing of the doings. For metaphysically speaking, it is not these but rather being and essence which are the gifts that we have to give to each other. When a seeker becomes aware that it is a creature of will, discipline and faith, then that person can simply allow those in-streaming vibrations of love and of light to move through the physical, mental, emotional and spiritual channels of the body and out into the world that so desperately needs those vibrations of undistorted love and light. 14. Allowing the love and light always offered us from the Creator a smooth and unblocked path through our energetic bodies can be done only when we are in touch with the deep self of the heart. We need to be able to be aware that these deeper levels of being are untouched by the surface of things. So long as we keep our energies clear, this is your greatest witness, it is your greatest help to your beloved people and to your planet as a whole, for the planet itself responds to self-acceptance, self-forgiveness and unconditional love. These are metaphysical vibrations as strong in mending the earth as the pressure of tonic plates is strong in needing the adjustment of the earth in catastrophic times. 15. This witness of being can be offered no matter what we are doing. We can all truly offer this service to planet Earth, for we can be, regardless of what we are doing. All persons at all levels of existence, however that is sorted out, can offer the ministry of being. Those of you who say, what thing is it that you shall do? Many are those who feel that they are of no spiritual worth because all that they do is work, love their children and die. And yet we say to you that you may well have prepared this as your mission, as your lesson, as your offering of love. There are those who have come with larger missions, larger in the sense, 492, Chapter 14, the main mission that more entities will hear of the fruits of their particular labors. This in no way distinguishes one love from another, one fruit from another. Insofar as each fruit or manifestation takes part in love, just so each fruit is equal, for unbounded love and limitless light are all that there is. And whether you extend love and light upon your little ones or upon some more dramatic object, you have loved, and love is all that there is. 16. Sensitive wanderers have often written through the years to express their feeling that they are here to hold the light. We know the reasons for being here include anchoring the love, light into 3D now. 17. If today brings even one choice your way, choose to be a bringer of the light. 18. All I can think of is that maybe I'm here just to hold the light. 19. While I feel these wanderers are deeply inspired to serve, I suggest the better model of our relationship to the light is of ourselves as light transducers, transmitting energy into other systems, rather than as light holders, or light bringers, for we do not bring the light, nor is it appropriate to attempt to hold the light. I believe that infinite light is flowing to all of us all of the time in an infinite supply. Our mission is to welcome it consciously and allow it to flow through us and out into the earth planes, both inner and outer. We may see ourselves as those who bless the light as it comes through us, and those who help the light by clearing our energetic bodies so that its full power may be flowing through, insofar as we are able. Even those who are very ill and sick abed can serve the planet this way. When I was homebound and unable to sit up in the late 80s and early 90s, I spent many an hour focusing on this clearing of the energy system and affirming my hope that full energy might be coming through my physical vehicle and out into the earth planes. We can truly price this main service under any conditions. As I literally found my feet again after this bedfast period, I had a real spate of relatively disorganized activity as I tried to resume a life that had gotten very horizontal and inner. Following old programming that did not work for me anymore, I found that each thing I tried either was something I could no longer do at all, or something I disliked doing. So I decided I, 493, chapter 14, the main mission would pull in my imagination and start again, following not what I thought I should do, but what I spontaneously wanted to do. This was an interesting time for me, in which I found my hunger for worldly achievements to be sated, except for the desire to serve. I decided that I really had three goals as a person now: to help lighten the planet by the Ministry of Essence, to take care of myself and my family, and to serve L. Research is light work. Many days, then as now, I cannot fulfill all those goals. I address them by priority. The first priority is to be energetically clear. I ask of myself a cheerfulness of spirit that reflects a remembrance of this dance of life and its supernal beauty beyond the illusion of its forms. That is sometimes more than enough challenge for the day. But I believe in it. The more of this kind of tuning work we can do, the more we can keep our energy systems clear to help run light into the planetary vibration. But even when we are most befuddled and beleaguered, we are still serving in equal measure. Those of you who say, may each wanderer find comfort in the knowledge that it cannot help contributing positively to the planetary vibration, even with what seems to be gross mismanagement of time and energy. Yet still in that very basic alienated mindset that dwells that vibration which is fuller with light. This very alienation is simply a surface symptom of a deep and spiritual gift. Comfort yourself when the heart is heavy and the feelings bruised with the knowledge that you are being of service. You are doing that which you came to do. You may find ways to do it better, but you are not failing no matter what it seems like. 20. This is important to keep in mind, that we cannot fail at this mission of being. John M. says, I'd love to step aside from my body at times, so it could be a conduit for a higher energy or purpose, as I don't seem to be making very good use of it myself. On the other hand, I suspect that in order to do that, I'd need to clean up Maya considerably, and use whatever willpower I have to cast off my worldly ambitions, whatever they are. 21. Cleaning up Ara is a desirable ambition indeed, but if things are not all orderly today, we can still serve, by hoping to serve and following that hope, however imperfectly. In offering this ministry of being, we do not need to know how this light we are offering through ourselves will be used. In 1982, Don asked those of Ra, questioner, this entire scenario for the next 20 years seems to be aimed at producing an increase in seeking and an increase in there. 494, chapter 14, the main mission: awareness of the natural creation, but also a terrific amount of confusion. Was it the pre-incarnative objective of many of the wanderers to attempt to reduce this confusion? Ra, I am Ra. It was the aim of wanderers to serve the entities of this planet in whatever way was requested, and it was also the aim of wanderers that their vibratory patterns might lighten the planetary vibration as a whole, thus ameliorating the effects of planetary disharmony and palliating any results of this disharmony. Specific intentions such as aiding in a situation not yet manifest are not the aim of wanderers. Light and love go where they are sought and needed, and their Dairion is not planned aforetimes. 22 In the wake of solarivity, El Nino and La Nina, horrendous hurricanes, drought and flood, seismicivity and other assorted natural disasters on a global scale, we are justified in asking if this planetary lightning effort is working. Personally, I believe that we have at this time achieved a kind of critical mass with the effort, as more and more Earth awakes become aware of their spiritual nature and potential, and begin consciously to increase their witness to the light coming through. In 1988 those of you are reported, the lies within the peoples of this sphere are growing and nearly critical mass of those who in one guise or another seek peace and light and joy. And as each seeker seeks and fails, and picks itself up and seeks again, and takes one step back and two steps forward, as we all do in our stumbling way, as each persists, so the light grows, the web of light about the planet becomes stronger, and planetary consciousness is being transformed. There is a concept among your peoples called critical mass, and it is towards this point that the planetary consciousness is moving. A significant harvest of souls shall be moving on to a different reality, a different illusion, more refined lessons and a gentler emotional, mental and physical experience, which, upon the other hand, is far, far greater in what you would call the length of time. 23 By 1996, the report was that our efforts had begun to bear fruit. The nature of space, time is beginning to alter. The nature of the way each perceives time and space is slowly altering, even values that your physicists attempt to understand, subatomic particles and various new particles which are part of space, time in fourth density. Your planet is being prepared to enter this environment as are all of the global inhabitants, and at this time we are very pleased to say that much progress has already been made in lightening the planetary consciousness. 24. 495. Chapter 14, The Main Mission. So we are on our way. As regards physical planetary changes, the inconveniences have begun, reported those of Ra in 1981. They are substantial and indeed inconvenient. But I think they herald a dawning day that is full of promise. Heike Malaska says, would we curse these erratic weather patterns, these high winds, these ground swells, these intensely cold and warm conditions? Or would we look past that, and see the incredible beauty of Mother Earth, shaking and cleansing the old tired debris away, to start new and clean, to make way for a new birth of consciousness, self-awareness? Aye, these times are truly exciting and wonderful. Everything is perfine. 25 What a wonderfully balanced point of view this wanderer of the Nordic lands offers. I think resting in faith is, at heart, a better way to regard these earth changes, and the lightening of the planetary vibration to ameliorate them, than to regard the catastrophes as a critical problem and spend time concerned with things we can in no way control. If we continue to let the light through our energy systems with a full and open heart, light will rapidly increase in our world on many levels. There is no way to figure out just what specific progress we may have made or will make, or what changes will come, when and where, without putting more emphasis on fear than on faith. And I am not particularly encouraging to those who want weather reports and the current status of the planetary vibration from our Confederation Con2S, simply because I feel the request for fear-based information detunes the channel. Those of you who express this point well, there are many who are changing in ways which are fundamental to consciousness in the groupings of entities within various cultures, subcultures and movements of thoughts which explore regions of experience that are breakthrough areas, shall we say. Thus, there is no reliable way of determining the progression of this change. Only the movement of love within each heart has any hope of indicating to entities the nature of this change. 26 As we become aware of this movement of love within our hearts, we may more clearly see ourselves in a way that reveals the nature of our personal or metaphysical power, realize that the environmental pollution is not nearly as serious an illness to the planetary entity of Grandmother Earth as the lack, and increasing lack, of certainty among these positive entities that all is well and all shall be well, not in the illusion, but in the reality, relatively speaking, of the imperishable fields of consciousness that each of you is. 496. Chapter 14, the main mission with relation to the imperishable spirit of unconditional and creative love that is the metaphysical planetary entity. It is good not to pollute the streams and forests of your planet, but this is within the illusion, and you shall come and you shall go. However, outside of illusion the logos, both of the planetary entity and of yourselves, lies in potential, in a mated, loving, faithful and hopeful relationship.